Welcome to season one, episode two. We have a guest. Introduce yourself.
Volume is turned up all the way.
Skylar, you can introduce yourself.
Okay, I'm the co-founder of. Oh gosh, it's noisy. I'm the co-founder of. One sec. I'm the co-founder of Blue Line Roleplay. I don't really know what to say.
It's perfectly fine. I just want to talk about today. You're basically in charge of the sheriff department in the server, right?
Yeah, I'm basically in charge of that. And I probably can't be recording for too long. I have to go and do stuff. So.
It's okay.
And I might even join back at in certain points.
It's okay. If we have a update for Elio in the game, what do you hope that they would add in the game for Elio?
I would hope that they like add more like customization, like vehicle color options for undercover and ghost vehicles, because they have a limited amount right now. I wish that they like in a future update, I want like there to be added like the lime green and all the base game colors for civilians.
I think myself rather have some passes for Elio when we go into the station, so no civ can go behind inside the station where the staff would be. That'll be something
Yeah.
like locked doors.
Oh, and the game that I was talking to you about earlier.
Yeah.
I'm busy working on a game for Blue Line RP.
That would be amazing, actually.
Yeah.
In a future update for the game in total, what do you hope to add in the game in general?
Like in ERLC?
Yes.
I hope they do add a bank soon, because that would be pretty cool. We already have the jewelry store. And I was thinking that we could only have stores be like when we get more public and more people know about Blue Line RP and play the server more, then we can have actual people running the stores.
Yes.
Like at like most online, like most games, well, most private servers on ERLC.
I kind of hope they do expand a bit the map more, like
Yeah.
they haven't talked about maps yet. They can use that for expanding the map a bit more.
Yeah, when I quit developing for them, it was after the last update. 3 days after last update, they were thinking of building a highway and expanding the map and have like another island. So that would be pretty cool. I'd have to go in a second though. So.
It's okay, today. I'm just gonna finish if you leave, I'm just gonna finish the episode. It's basically talking about the updates for the what we
Yeah.
hope to
I
have
was
for the
thinking we could
video.
have each episode be around like 5 in between 5 and 10 minutes. So like
Yes.
if we can get 5 minutes out of it, then that yeah be perfect.
Yeah. If one episode's less than 5 minutes, let's not worry about that.
Yeah. I'll
I kind of
probably be
they do add more price range vehicle, more affordable vehicles for the civilian, but more variety, like more kind of vehicle. Pickup, something like that,
Like
you know.
they were the owner was talking to like the developers, including me, about adding cheaper vehicles, cause and like lowering the cost of them, but like keeping the supercars and like the luxury cars still more expensive, but like other cars like the F-150 Raptor, whatever, to keep those lower prices.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I do want motorcycles in that game for some reason. I think that would be something.
Yeah, they were trying. controls in the past three updates, but it wasn't coming out as they wanted.
I
But
just
it will
think
be coming
motorcycles
soon.
would be weird in Roblox in a general.
No, they're actually working on motorcycles and they're pretty sick. I've already tested some and they're pretty sick. They're way better than the cars and everything else in the game. It'll be like a huge update, and they were also working on police motorcycles and
Ooh.
an FD quad, an ATV.
That will be fun.
Yeah, so they're trying to. We have been basing off some of the real Liberty counties in the world, and they do have like ATVs, side by sides,
Yeah.
police motorbikes, motorbikes in the counties that civilians ride. So we're trying to add, like, make it as real as the game, and we're gonna create new vehicle looks soon. They're gonna add new vehicle looks soon. So, like, how the vehicles look, they'll look more realistic. They do already look realistic, but they'll look more realistic. The lights will look more realistic. They're going to have more customization options for the police cars and civilian cars. So you can, like, add boost and stuff on civilian cars and nitrous and stuff. And then you can, like, get there'll be, like, a scan, a thing where it'll tell you if that'll pop up on the screen if someone has nitrous, and that'll be illegal in the game, and you could arrest them because they'd be wanted for getting nitrous.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking with our admin in the server that they have houses, but also apartments in the city.
Yeah,
So,
most of
people.
they want to after the like the motorcycle update and stuff. In the vehicle update, I have like a list of things that they want to add. They want to add a bank. They want to add apartments. And they want to add like hotels and stuff, and that you could like rent for like a day and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Main visit.
Yeah. Ooh, 7 minutes. Perfect. I do have to go, and it did reach. Oh, it's longer than the last podcast because I'm looking.
Yes.
I have to go, so you can continue talking if you want to. But see
yes,
ya.
Yes, I'm just gonna end this podcast right here.
Okay. Bye.